Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Well, that puts you in good company. That puts you with Satan and the demons. They believe in God, absolutely don't have a doubt about it. Put you in the same company as Muslims, Jews, and many others. You think the highest thing we can say about ourselves that we believe in God? All of them believe in God, just as much as Satan does. Saint John the Apostle and the Evangelist wrote in our New Testament and Bible, "The way we may be sure that we know him is to keep his commandments. Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." John's telling us that the only way to know for sure that somebody really knows God is whether or not he knows and tries to keep God's commandments, including, for example, don't miss Mass. That's keep holy the Sabbath. It's the third commandment. The Ten Commandments are somewhere between 3,000 and 4,000 years old in our civilization, in our faith tradition. Do not kill. Abortion, war, euthanasia. These are the cutting edge issues in our culture today that define us as a people. And I'd say we're not doing very well in that department. Do not practice witchcraft or divination. You know how people read their astrology in the newspaper, or they're trying to foretell the future. Ouija boards. Well, the first commandment says you shall not have other gods but me. The only way that those superstitions work is if God can't be God. Because the only way that superstition works is if there's another power or force that's divine that the fortune teller or the witch possesses. It's the only way superstition works is if God's not God. In that first commandment, Jesus, when God says, you only have one God, and there are no other gods beside me. Do not commit adultery. Divorce, remarriage, we have some pretty clear words from Jesus about that. Living together outside a valid marriage, in Spanish they call that unión libre, free love marriage. Don't commit adultery, sixth commandment. Now we're crowding that now with pornography being one of the largest cultural industries in our world now, and a grave addiction. Love your God and your neighbor as yourself. Remember Jesus saying that was the greatest commandment? Many, many people think they're good Christians. They claim to be Christians. Many people claim to know God and to believe in him. But even though they believe, they don't take him seriously. And they don't take seriously his commandments. That makes us liars, right? If we're falling into that profile. St. John says clearly that these people are liars. That's why today's gospel is so important to us to contemplate. A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." He said in reply, "I will not." But afterwards changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order, and he said in reply, "Yes, sir." But he did not go. And Jesus asked us, which one of the two did the father's will? And the one who said he would comply with the father's will but did not, that was a liar. The one who said he would not comply but did so followed the father's will. That's where Jesus is putting us, right in the spotlight with this gospel today. And he was putting the Jews in that spotlight, the priests and the Pharisees in that spotlight, right in that moment. Jesus and the chief priest and the elders of Jerusalem and of the temple all believed in God, just like Satan does. Jesus' conflict with them was that they claimed to know God, but did not follow his will. They did little for the poor. They did a lot to enrich themselves. Jesus told people, listen to them when they're teaching about Moses, but don't follow their example because they're not following Moses. The first reading from Ezekiel shows the tension that was involved at that moment. Refusing to accept God's will. Thus says the Lord, you say the Lord's way is not fair. You ever heard anybody argue for divorce and for abortion? Not fair. Hear now, house of Israel, is it my way that is unfair, or rather are not your ways unfair? We're getting called out. Doing God's will is what matters to God. God has this problem. He thinks he's God. And we have a problem. We may believe in him, but we have to do his will. And Jesus knew we'd struggle with this. And that's why he gave us the confessional and the sacrament of reconciliation. Ezekiel was anticipating the challenge of being reconciled to God. When Ezekiel wrote in that first reading, when someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it's because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if he turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life, since he has turned away from all sin that he has committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. So we do have some control over our eternal life. It's important for each of us to profess to be Christian, and those of us who do profess that, to know God's will, God's commandments. To examine our consciences regularly and see how we're doing on that thing. And to know whether or not we are doing the will of God. In the church, we have kept cards with the Ten Commandments. They're in the entranceways. And I would encourage you to grab one and keep it handy. Pray with it once in a while. Do an examination of conscience. Know God's will. And spend some time thinking about it. Is he unfair or are we unfair?